From Illinois Public Media, this is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey, standing in a strip mall parking lot in Springfield. It is 7:55 in the morning, 34 degrees. This is the day when candidates from across Illinois line up outside the State Board of Elections headquarters here, which is in this strip mall in a former grocery store, getting ready to turn in their petitions. These are Democrats and Republicans today, the major party candidates. I thought we'd begin our show just by walking down the line, talking with people, seeing who they are, what they're running for, and put some of your questions to them. We've talked to our text messaging group, Text the 21st, and we're just going to pose some of the questions that you've suggested to some of the candidates as we go down the line. Are you number one in line?
Yes,
all right. Hi, I'm Brian Mackey with the 21st Show.
Yes, sir.
Who are you? What are you running for?
I am Peggy Hubbard, candidate for U.S. Senate, running against incumbent Tammy Duckworth. I'm a Republican.
And have you sought office before?
I ran in the last race against Dick Durbin in the primary. I came in second. This is the race I'm meant for. Tammy and I, Senator Duckworth, we're both women, both minorities, both veterans. I'm a former police officer, so who better to take on another veteran than another veteran?
So we asked some of our listeners, the 21st Show, we're on six NPR stations across Illinois. We asked some of our listeners to suggest questions to ask this morning. Ann wrote in to ask, what are you doing in your personal life to fight climate change, and what will you do as a lawmaker?
Climate change? I am not very sold on climate change. I ride a Harley, dude. Okay. that's my passion is I'm retired and my passion is to ride my motorcycle, and I've ridden across this great country, this great nation, and I see the beauty in this country. As far as climate change, we have had the lowest emission rates in the last over 10 years, and that was due to President Trump's furthering the lowering up our emissions.
With all the reports from the UN intergovernmental panels, there was just a code red report within the last week or two.
We have spent so much money. You talk about climate change, and then you have someone like John Kerry flying over in a private jet.
You know, the Amazon warehouse tornadoes in the middle of December.
I'm not totally convinced on climate change. It was 84 degrees on Thursday, and now here we are. But it's the Midwest. You spin a wheel, and it's going to change. We've been dealing with our climate for over 100 years. So, come on.
Peggy Hubbard, thank you for sharing your views. All right. I've been asking people, who are you, what are you running for? But you're House Republican Leader Jim Durkin.
Yes.
I presume running for re-election again.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we asked some of our listeners questions to put to people waiting in line this morning. Denise wrote in, are you trustworthy enough to put the state of Illinois and its citizens' needs above your own?
Well, after last Wednesday, I hope people know that there is an option for a better way forward.
It would be the indictment of former...
After indictment Mike Madigan, and also, which is a reflection of the whole Democrat Party of Illinois, there's an option to move forward. And you will get a fair state. You will get one that is not overtaxed. You will get a state that will be free, a legislature that is going to be, we'll be able to police ourselves. Corruption will no longer be part of the narrative that you'll see. So I'll just say that give me that opportunity to run the chamber, and it's going to be a different story.
Okay. This is my first time being around this many people in the pandemic, so forgive me. I keep backing away from you a little bit. Here's another one. Wes asks, who do you think won the 2020 presidential election?
Joe Biden.
No hesitation about that.
Absolutely not, no.
What do you make of the fact that so many other Republicans don't share that view, both elected office holders and everyday people?
You know what? Move on. We got a midterm election coming up. And let me just say that in Illinois, we defeated the fair tax. We threw out the Supreme Court justice. And in the Illinois House, we actually picked up seats. So there was nothing wrong with the ballot boxes. The election's over. And I will just say, Republicans, quit whining and get towards, look for the midterm election coming up.
Last question from John. How would you get someone from the other party to vote for you?
Explain to them, what has the party done for you? What has your party done for you? Are you better now than you were 4 years ago, 8 years ago, or 12 years ago? You've got at least 10 former House and Senate Democrats who are currently defendants in the federal court. That should be enough.
Remind me, how many Republicans in the House right
45.
Now?
45.
How many are there going to be next January?
60.
The majority.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You got it.
All right, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Continuing live to tape outside the State Board of Elections office. The doors just opened a few minutes ago at about 8 o'clock. It is a light snow coming down now. Still pretty cold, 34 degrees this morning. We're just going to keep walking on down the line. Are you candidates? Yeah, can I? Oh, yeah, great. Sorry, I didn't see you back there. Congressman Chuy Garcia, we're just going down the line talking.
I'm not one of the heroes. I've only been here about 45 minutes. So.
45 yeah. minutes.
Got my handle warmers going.
All right, we asked some of our listeners on public radio across Illinois to submit questions for people in line this morning. John asks, how would you get someone from the other party to vote for you?
I would show them my independence since I was a member of the Chicago City Council, my efforts to fight against Chicago machine politics and corruption, and that I'm a reasonable person and I have a history of collaborating across the aisle in the Illinois Senate on the county board and currently in Congress. I have a bill where I have a very conservative Republican from Wisconsin as one of my co-sponsors, living proof.
What about the climate change issue? What are you doing in your personal life to fight climate change?
I installed solar panels on my roof almost 3 years ago. I'm more conscious about not having the temperature very high at home. I'm instilling in my grandkids to be more conserving of their water use and to put sweaters on when they're in the house and not to just raise the thermostat up.
Do you think last week's indictment of former Speaker Madigan, does that speak to an individual issue or is that something more systemic going on in Illinois government that needs rooting out?
I think it's systemic. I think it's a reflection as well of the changing norms and expectations and standards that I think the public, regardless of partisan affiliation, expects from public officials. So I think it's a reflection of that, as have been the convictions of former Governor Blagojevich and Governor Ryan. The times have changed. There's greater transparency, and public officials need to be held accountable.
Congressman, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Take care, Mr. Mackey.
All right, Congressman Chuy Garcia outside the State Board of Elections. I'm going to keep moving a little farther on down the line. As I said earlier, we're outside a strip mall here, and this used to be a grocery store. We're going past what used to be a Radio Shack, RIP Radio Shack. And moving a little bit farther back in the line.
Are you a candidate?
I'm Brian Mackey with Public Radio, the 21st show.
Yeah, Brian, it's very top secret. I wish I could talk to you. I'm sorry. That's why I'm just kind of...
You're running for office?
Yes, but
But you're very top secret.
Top secret.
You got to be kidding me.
Now's the time.
Seriously, what's your name?
Thanks, Brian.
Wow. Okay. That's a first. A top secret candidate. How about, is one of you guys running
No.
We're turning the signatures
you're doing
in.
Staff.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Staff.
I leave staff
it's not
alone.
Top secret, though.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. Are you running for office?
I am.
I'm Brian Mackey with the 21st Show from Public Radio.
I'm Chelsea Laliberte Barnes. I'm running for state representative in District 51, Palatine, Lake Zurich, Long Grove area.
Democrat or Republican?
I'm a Democrat.
Okay. We asked some of our listeners for some questions. Here's one from Denise who says, are you trustworthy enough to put the state of Illinois and its citizens' needs above your own?
Oh, absolutely. And I have a track record that actually shows that over 13 years of helping write and pass legislation and actually running nonprofits that do what I say I'm going to do through the work that we do and making those promises to our donors and to the public. Absolutely. I'm confident in my trustworthiness.
What sort of nonprofit?
We focus, it's called Live for Lolly. My brother died from an overdose 13 years ago, and we focus on the overdose crisis and helping people get access to care and justice and reform. So, yeah.
I think we've actually talked in the Capitol building before. Now that, okay. So here's another one. What are, from Katie, who says, what are you going to do to improve health equity in Illinois?
Well, I've worked on helping to improve health equity for years. I mean, I think one of the things we have to take a look at is reimbursement rates, making sure that people who need care can actually get care, and why we're having such a hard time getting people the care that they need. For example, with mental health, we don't have enough people in the workforce to accommodate all the people who need care. I think the percentage is 25% of Medicaid patients can't get a therapist right now. So we have this, the economy and jobs and everything that's going on in the world affects even being able to access just an office visit. Like that is stark. Like that's startling to me. And I'm a person who can actually go and find a doctor, and I am a therapist. So, I mean, I'm seeing this every single day. But then when it comes to long-term treatment and comprehensive care, we just have a lot of work to do approaching healthcare from a more holistic place in general. So, yeah.
Talk to me. Is this your first time running for office?
It is.
What do you make of the atmosphere here?
I think it's so amazing, especially with everything going on in the world with, you know, Ukraine and the strife there. We are running, and it's a part of democracy. And so it makes me feel really proud, actually, to be an American and to have the opportunity to stand in this line, in the cold, with other people who feel the same way. I'm really proud to be able to do it.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Making our way further back down the line.
I'm Annette Janes. I'm running for Regional Superintendent of Schools, ROE 30.
Where is ROE 30?
Southern Illinois.
Southern Illinois.
Jackson, Perry, Pulaski, and Union County.
That's practically Kentucky.
Not quite, but yeah.
Why do you want to be the Regional Superintendent of Schools? Are you already the Regional Superintendent?
No, okay. I have been in education for the last 28 years, and I want to make a difference for schools in Southern Illinois and be a voice for parents, students, and educators.
All right. And who are you and what are you running for?
My name's Chip Markle, and I'm running for Congress, the Illinois 12th District.
12th District, that's...
It's all of Southern Illinois now.
That's, Representative Bost is the incumbent there. Are you running... which side are you running on?
Democrat.
Democrat.
Yep. Okay.
That's a uphill climb, isn't it?
It is. But I retired from the Department of Corrections. I've been active in unions my whole life. And there's too much political extremism on both sides. The country is not headed in the right direction, and I'm doing this to help. I've always tried to help people, regardless of party or any affiliation, and that's what I'm doing this for. I want to help the country. Let's get back on the right track, because where we're going isn't the America that I grew up in. What are our kids going to have in the next 5 or 10 years if we stay on this party-first mentality? We've got to get back to doing what's right for the people, regardless of what party they're in.
Well, that dovetails with a question we got from a listener. John says, how would you get someone from the other party to vote for you? Because that's what you're going to have to do a lot of in Southern Illinois.
You know, it's going to be, are you satisfied with the direction we're going? You know, if you're not satisfied, give me a look. Give me a chance. Give me one vote. If I don't do the job you think I should be doing, then don't vote for me again. I'm in this to help people, and that's my main motivation, to make the future brighter for our kids and everybody in the district.
All right, one more time, your name and district.
Chip Markle, Illinois 12th, Congressional.
All right, thank you for your time. How you doing? I'm Brian Mackey with Public Radio's The 21st Show. Can I ask, are you the candidate? Can I ask who you are, what you're running for?
My name is Attorney Maria Barlow. I'm running for Cook County Judge, the first sub-circuit.
Remind me, I don't have the Cook County sub-circuit map memorized. What communities or neighborhoods are in that district?
So it's the south side and in the south suburbs. So you have the 6th Ward, 7th Ward, 8th Ward, 9th Ward, 10th Ward, 17th and 21st. You also have Dalton, Burnham, Calumet City, and South Holland.
I grew up in Riverdale, so know that area. Why do you want to be a judge?
Well, because Cook County deserves the best possible judges. The judge the seat that I'm running for, there was a lady that was in that seat, a judge, for a very long time. She was very compassionate, very intelligent, and she went to the appellate court. And because historically we get judges that aren't for the people, I've lived in this district my entire life, so I know that I'm up to the challenge of taking over this seat, ruling with that same compassion, and representing the people in that district and giving them fair verdicts and fair rulings.
There is obviously a lot of talk about crime this year, right? And I know judges are pretty limited in what they want to say in their campaigns, but what do you think about, you know, the fact that this has become a salient political issue again?
Crime is rampant right now, but I think the problem is the penal systems aren't working, right? We see a lot of people being recidivists. Until we start to do something that is from the bottom, meaning stopping this before it happens, we're going to continue to see crime. And I don't think the solution is just always to lock the people up. You do have to give solutions that are actually community-based solutions to stop the crimes and prevent them, not just lock the person up. Don't give them any resources, don't give them any skills, and then think that they're going to come back out and be productive members of society. They aren't. We have to restore them, we have to rehabilitate them, and we have to stop this crime before it starts by investing in our communities. So hopefully, when I get on the bench, we can start a little bit more restorative justice programs.
All right, can you once again say your name and district you're running in?
Attorney Maria Barlow, running for the 1st Sub-Circuit Cook County Judge.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The 21st Show. Stay with us. This is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey, still outside the State Board of Elections a little earlier this morning from when you're hearing us now. I'm here with Brendan Moore from Lee Enterprises Newspapers, who they have papers in Decatur, Bloomington, Carbondale, the Quad Cities, as well as St. Louis, and also Hannah Meisel, State House editor for NPR Illinois, our partner station WUIS in Springfield. Brendan, you were out here at 0630 hours today. What was the atmosphere like at that time?
It was a little jubilant. I mean, this is kind of the Super Bowl for a lot of these folks. It was a little cold. It was snowing still at the time. We had some rain last night and a little bit of snow this morning. We thought that by moving the petitions to filing from November to March, maybe we'd avoid that, but Mother Nature had other plans.
Yeah, no such luck. Hannah, your teeth are literally chattering.
They are. It's cold. I should have done another layer.
But yeah. A lot of the big candidates were here. Were you surprised? J.B. Pritzker we saw, Richard Irvin. Anybody say anything interesting this morning?
Well, you know, these are folks who are media trained. They've been out there on the campaign trail for the most part for a better part of a year. And then, of course, J.B. Pritzker has been running since 2017. But, you know, I asked State Senator Darren Bailey, who is the, very conservative challenger to J.B. Pritzker, obviously has been challenging the governor's COVID orders for the better part of 2 years. What responsibility, I asked this to the governor too, but I asked Darren Bailey, like, what responsibility do you have to kind of building a better politics? You know, does it help politics, do you think, if you're making direct attacks, personal attacks on, you know, people? And he said, yeah, you know, it does help because it's about bringing responsibility and saying, you know, we were formed as a nation 250 years ago, you know, as an overthrow of a tyrannical government. That's not really surprising. That's what Darren Bailey. Yeah, that is Darren Bailey's brand. You know, I asked the governor the same thing, though. What responsibility do you have to building a better politics? Do you, as the de facto kind of leader of the Democratic Party in Illinois, do you have a responsibility to turn the temperature down? And he said, well, you know, that's what I've been doing. That's what I'm already doing.
Yeah. I made the mistake of asking some policy questions. It's not a mistake. This is just not really a good forum to go back and forth with someone on, say, climate change.
And well, it was interesting, too, because Richard Irvin was down here this morning. He filed. He spoke to some members of the press outside of the State Board of Elections. This is the first time he's spoken to downstate press. He's said he's been down here. He's been at campaign events, but he hasn't spoken to reporters down here. So he did get some pointed questions on policy because he hasn't talked to us yet. But obviously that's going to change pretty soon. He has a campaign event in Decatur this afternoon, and then there's one tonight with the whole quote-unquote slate of Republican candidates running for statewide office. So it'll be interesting to see them all together and what they have to say.
I know we're getting a little horse racy, but it's fine. This is the big filing day. We can talk about policy on another show. Is the injection of the money from Ken Griffin into Richard Irvin's campaign, I mean, are the Republicans training fire on him, on each other? They still seem to be pretty much attacking Governor Pritzker at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I think it hasn't gotten to the point yet where we're in the dog days of a primary. We still have a few months to go. I'm sure we're going to get to that point. I know that Darren Bailey has taken some shots at Richard Irvin, essentially saying that he's not a Republican, a real Republican, that he's a Democrat. He's voted in some Democratic primaries, as has Darren Bailey in the past, I should note, too, though. But I think we'll probably start to see that emerge as we get closer you know, the primary starts to heat up. And I think it'll be interesting to see if Governor Pritzker gets involved in any way in the Republican primary. Are we going to see any ads in June saying Darren Bailey is too conservative for Illinois, basically trying to get him to help boost him versus Richard Irvin, who may play well better in the more moderate suburbs?
I'm Brian Mackey. I'm here with Brendan Moore and Hannah Meisel outside the State Board of Elections a little earlier this morning. It didn't come up that much this morning, but Leader Durkin mentioned it when I spoke with him, House Republican Leader Jim Durkin. And that's the seismic event that happened in Illinois government last week. Of course, the indictment of former House Speaker Michael Madigan. Do you have a sense yet that did we hear about that from other candidates? Is that something that is shaking up the race in any way, even though he's been out of office for more than a year now?
I would not say fundamentally affect the race because, you know, this is something that Republicans have been using for years now, more than a decade, to varying degrees of success. You know, the idea that Mike Madigan and the Democrats that, you know, he leads for large are the face of public corruption in Illinois. You know, this is obviously a confirmation of that long-held belief for many, but it's not going to seismically change things, but it's already changed things, though, on the Democratic side. You know, for example, Mike Madigan has for years led the Democratic Party of Illinois, which was largely a political organization that helped to bolster his own House Democratic caucus, you know, to these, you know, numbers that we have never seen. A couple, you know, the last General Assembly had a record 75 Democrats. That is more than a supermajority, you know, veto-proof majority that he needed. But it's almost like he was a victim of his own kind of success, because in the last several years, especially, progressive Democrats have been getting elected, you know, with help of Madigan, and then in some cases not with his help.
Sometimes running against the Madigan candidates.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, and it's a lot of those progressives who eventually, you know, stood up and said, we're not going to vote for the speaker, you know, for another term as speaker, you know, last January after Madigan was named Public Official A in the, you know, ComEd Deferred Prosecution Agreement in July of 2020.
What about you, Brendan? Do you have a sense, is Madigan fundamentally, his indictment last week, fundamentally altering the race in any way? Or, I mean, is it just going to be another campaign issue that people use?
From people I've spoken with, it's just going to be another one issue. It's going to maybe kind of have a compounding effect. Obviously, you have other issues like crime and inflation, economic pressures. But corruption's already been a theme in Illinois. I think most people in the public probably thought Mike Madigan was a crook, or maybe not above board completely, so maybe it's not as much of a surprise. But obviously the fact that the former speaker is under indictment and it's going to be in the news over the next few months may have an effect. And I know at least Republican candidates have been running on that message. Even some candidates for Congress that I spoke with today are running on that anti-corruption message in referencing Madigan.
You know, one thing we've all been talking about for the last 2 years is COVID, right? And the mask mandate just expired about a week ago. Not a lot of people wearing masks out here online this morning. Inside, I saw the governor and lieutenant governor and their team were wearing masks. Is COVID receding into the memory? I don't know about you guys. This is the most people I've been around in quite a long time.
It's kind of a, if other folks around you are not wearing masks, you might feel like, well, okay, I guess I should not wear my mask. Or if folks are wearing masks in the grocery store, you might feel compelled to put it back on. Of course, people are eager to move on from this horrible thing that has, you know, impacted all of our lives over the last 2 years. But of course, we can't move back to where we were 2 years ago. It, you know, the world has changed forever fundamentally. And, you know, the business of politics, politics itself, have also been permanently altered by COVID. Yeah. And that's going to reverberate, you know, not just this election cycle, but I'm assuming, you know, in the future, in lots of ways that we haven't even predicted yet.
But the governor wants to move on, right? He's hoping that we won't talk about COVID. No, no, no.
Right. I think he wants to convey a sense of normalcy heading into re-election. I think people are tired of COVID. They want to get back to their lives. And I think there's certainly an incentive for elected officials to make that happen.
I will, though, say, you know, when Governor Pritzker launched his re-election campaign officially last July, and remember, at this point, COVID was all but a, you know, we thought it had receded.
This hot vac summer.
Right. This is before, you know, the Delta variant and the Omicron variant. And the governor had premised his re-election announcement on, like, look how well I handled COVID. And then, of course, we had these two variants, and it was unpleasant. It was awful. And, you know, a lot more people died. And, like, it has been a really awful, you know, 10-8 months since then. And so the governor is trying to toe this line. He, you know, he of course wants to move on. He wants to move on to policy and move on to other things that he was elected for. He had a whole slew of things that he wanted to get done, and he did get a lot in the first, you know, his first year as governor. But then, bam, COVID hits, and, you know, he had to pivot his whole thing. So of course he wants to move back to what he was elected for in the first place.
Anna Meisel, Brennan Moore, thanks so much for speaking with us this morning on the 21st.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Let's all go find some place to get warm.